Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Do you remember that favorite toy car or that teddy bear you would just not like to share with anyone? Do you see your child having trouble with sharing his or her prized possession with a friend? It's hard, the sharing is, but that is very typical amongst children in their preschool years. Let's see how in our podcast today, dears. Let's dig a little deeper into the minds of the little ones and see how we can help them and teach them this difficult concept of sharing. Have you seen preschoolers play together? Well, you would have seen them play side by side, not necessarily with each other. This is called parallel play, and that's perfectly fine. Taking turns and sharing could very well be an abstract concept for these little preschoolers. They are still learning how to interact socially and play together. And as though this is not enough, if you were to throw in sharing, then it'll take some time for the children to understand and to grasp it. This is where you come in. Encourage your child to share. How though? There's a new toy that you have bought for your child that quickly becomes their favorite. Now, there is another child, perhaps a friend or a sibling, that wants to play with the same toy, and you begin to teach your child to share. Meanwhile, your child is thinking, "It's my toy, no." So, show your child a visual, like a timer, and tell your child that when the timer goes off, then the toy will be given back to him or her. Or, if you're playing music, then you can tell your child to share. Let the other child play with it until the music plays. When the music stops, the toy will be returned. This expectation has to be set with the other child in the situation too. Now, there may come a situation when your child reacts negatively towards another child over a toy. Your child might scream, yell, or even cry. At such times, explain to them calmly yet firmly that they will have to take turns. See, children under 3 years of age are not able to understand sharing without your encouragement. Children in preschool are still learning this process and might need correcting their actions every so often. Correcting them right away will also teach them not to react negatively. The best practice is to always teach by example. At home, make it a point to show or model how you shared a book with dad or how dad shared water, and if there's an older sibling, then how he or she shared a toy with your little one. Compliment them on their behavior. Use words like, "I like how you shared your toy with Benny. Good job sharing." Make this practice amongst the rest of the family members too. Make it consistent. If you have set up a play date for your preschooler, then set an expectation before. Let your child know that it's okay for their friend to play with their toy for some time. If there is a certain toy that you know your child absolutely does not part with, then make sure to put it away during the period of the play date. If your child is being good about sharing his or her toys, then it's absolutely fine to have that one special toy, you know, that only he or she can play with. Your preschooler is learning and developing through play all the time. This helps them throughout their life. These social interactions are all a part of their development. The back and forth nature of sharing and taking turns during play teaches them a similar lesson in speech development. It teaches them that communication is also back and forth. It is an interaction. Learning how to take turns with others while staying in control of their emotions are skills that are paramount for them to learn before they step into grade school. Take your time and patiently teach your child how to navigate through all these social behaviors and constructs. And as always, Cherish these wonderful moments and celebrate your child's little successes. Until next time, happy parenting, dear friends.